Chapter 3, Devotional 5. Do you need a trailblazer? Let Jesus lead the way. In Luke 3, verses 3 through 5, we read, He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, A voice of one calling in the desert, Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, and the rough ways smooth. The angel Gabriel spoke about John the Baptist before he was born. John was to be a prophet. He was ordained to come out of the desert, preach a gospel of repentance, baptize with water, and prepare a path for the Lord. John was destined to be a trailblazer and pathfinder, blazing a trail that led to Jesus. Trailblazers and pathfinders stand out from the crowd. They know who they are and are comfortable in their own skin. They are passionate visionaries, confident, bold, and courageous, adventurers who are mission-focused. They're persistent and relentless, not easily intimidated or discouraged, redirected, or stopped. They're resourceful and adapt quickly to their environment. They find a way to stay the course and overcome obstacles. They have a vision of the future and see things that others don't. They share their vision with others. They blaze a trail and create a path for others to follow. Our world desperately needs Christians who have accepted God's call on their life to be trailblazers and pathfinders. Years of rebellion and disobedience to God's word, coupled with the self-effort, have left the world, our nation, families, and many Christians lost in the wilderness. We no longer have a clear sense of direction. Spiritually empty, we wander around a landscape filled with countless distractions and noise, 12-step programs, and endless self-effort, and unending opportunities to blindly follow social trends, all in the pursuit of self-satisfaction, power, wealth, and materialism. We go down roads leading to dead ends and wonder how we lost our way. Do you need a new path? If so, I encourage you to ask Jesus to come into your life and show you his way. Allow him to speak to you through God's word and the Holy Spirit. Allow him to blaze a new path for you. His way is straight and smooth. Best of all, if you get tired of walking, he will pick you up and carry you. Lord, thank you for showing me the way and for being a light in the darkness of this lost world. Jesus, I trust you. Hold my hand and walk with me every step of the way. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.